to say goodbye, remember me. Don't let it make you cry, for even if I'm far away, I'll hold you in my heart and sing our secret song to you each night we are apart. Recuérdame, hoy me tengo que ir, amor, recuérdame. No llores, por favor, te llevo en mi corazón y cerca me tendrás. A solas yo te cantaré, soñando en regresar. Recuérdame, aunque tengo que emigrar, recuérdame. Si mi guitarra oyes llorar, ella con su triste canto te acompañará hasta que en mis brazos tú estés. Recuérdame. Remember me, for I will soon be gone. Remember me, and let the love we have live on, and know that I am with you, and know that I am with you, the only way that I can be. So until you're in my arms again, remember me.
I said these words a year ago, but they're just as appropriate as they were then. So for those from lands both far and near, who have died after living long, fulfilling lives, and all whose lives were lost too soon. For all those who died yearning to return home, all crossing new borders in search of a better life. For those who died in captivity, whether physical, emotional, or mental. And for all who lost their lives in natural or human-made disasters. For those who died in the midst of war, violence, and fear, and for those who died by their own hands. We lift up their memories too. Let us honor them, remember them, and recommit ourselves to building a better world for their children's children.
Thank you.
Poet Mary Oliver writes this, which I often read at memorial services. She writes, "To live in this world, you must be able to do three things. To love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your own life depends on it, and when the time comes to let it go, to let it go." And I feel like our world is demanding a lot of us letting it go lately. Not just in our personal lives or in this congregation where it feels like we've lost a lot of beloved members this year, but in the world at large where people are not just going but are being taken from us too soon, people we may never meet ourselves, but the list of tragedies from gun violence, from other forms of violence, just keeps getting longer and longer, and every day it seems. I didn't check the news or my email or anything yesterday until late in the afternoon, until somebody on Facebook, when I checked it, finally mentioned something about Tallahassee, which the only thing I know about Tallahassee is that's where Florida State University is. But this wasn't about that, unfortunately. I thought it might have to do with football being on a Saturday afternoon. Instead, it was about another shooting, this time at a yoga studio, from someone upset about something. There's a lot more to go into there that I don't want to go into, but the death, again. And my hope is that in a congregation like this, we can delve into that, into the most intimate of losses, of people we love, of small losses and large, and also losses that expand our scope to the entire world, the entire universe, perhaps. It's hard to do that, and it's my hope that that's one of the things that congregational life can accomplish for us, is to let us know that we're never alone, no matter how intimate or personal our loss is, and that every loss in the world and all existence affects us too. And so as we move forward in the world, I want to leave you with those words once again as we enter into the slideshow of those we've lost and loved this year. Mary Oliver writes, "To live in this world, you must be able to do three things. To love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your own life depends on it, and when the time comes to let it go, to let it go." Thank you. I share with you these words. In this holy time, we remember those who have left us. We hold them in our hearts and minds. Their memories and presence lingers in us. We give thanks for all we have, for the gifts we've been given, for the treasures of earth and sea, for abundance all around us. In this sacred place, we dance and sing, talk and sit. We absorb the energy and beauty of one another and of our surroundings. We honor the legacy of those who have come before us. Sitting in this place they helped build, hearing the stories and songs and things they cared about. With this beloved community, we join together to grieve and to celebrate, to love and just to be. For the traditions we have been given, we give thanks. For the guidance of our ancestors, we're so grateful. We look to the future to make real the dreams they dreamed, to build the world for which they hoped. And so for these, and for all the prayers of our hearts and minds, we lift up one another in the name of all we find holy. I invite you to remain seated as we sing together number 1002 in the Teal Hymnal, Comfort Me. Clarissa Pinkola Estes, called Do Not Lose Heart, We Were Made for These Times. She writes, Mis estimados queridos, my esteemed ones, do not lose heart, we were made for these times. I've heard from so many recently who are deeply and properly bewildered. They're concerned about the state of affairs in our world right now. Abject disregard of what the soul finds most precious and irreplaceable, and the corruption of principled ideals have become, in some large societal arenas, the new normal, the grotesquerie of the week. It's hard to say which one of the current egregious matters has rocked people's worlds and beliefs more. Ours is a time of almost daily jaw-dropping astonishment and often righteous rage over the latest degradations of what matters most to civilized, visionary people. One of the most important steps you can take to help calm the storm is to not allow yourself to be taken in a flurry of overwrought emotion or despair, thereby accidentally contributing to the swale and the swirl. Ours is not the task of fixing the entire world all at once, but of stretching out to mend the part of the world within our reach. Any small, calm thing that one soul can do to help another soul, to assist some portion of this poor, suffering world, will help immensely. There will always be times in the midst of success right around the corner, but as yet still unseen, when you feel discouraged. I, too, have felt despair many times in my life, but I do not keep a chair for it. I will not entertain it. It is not allowed to eat from my plate. The reason is this. In my uttermost bones, I know something, as do you. It is that there can be no despair when you remember why you came to earth, who you serve, who sent you here. The good words we say, the good deeds we do are not ours. They are the words and deeds of others who have brought us here. In that spirit, I hope that you will write this on your wall. When a great ship is in harbor and moored, it is safe. There can be no doubt. But that is not what great ships are built for. This comes with much love and prayer that you remember why you came to this beautiful, needful earth. And so ends her words.
Please join me in this responsive reading written by the Reverend Heather K. Junulis. You will read the words displayed in bold. They once dwelled among us, the people of memory. They who knew us, they who taught us, they who heard us, they who loved us. They touch our lives time and again through their presence and their absence, through familiar scents and favorite songs, through old stories and renewed sorrow. As the earth turns and leaves fall, we reach back to renew the bonds between us. With hearts and hands open, we hold on to the love, ever stronger than death. We reach back in gratitude and understanding. Without our time together, the pain and the joy would never be who we are today. We would have little to pass on to ourselves. Without fear, with thanksgiving, and with hope for all that awaits, we remember those who have gone before. We honor the circle of life and death and our place within this sacred thread. Now please rise in body or spirit and join me in dedicating our offering to the mission of this congregation. We dedicate this offering and ourselves to the mission of this congregation, to create a loving community, inspire spiritual growth, and encourage lives of integrity, joy, and service. And now, please rise in body or spirit one final time as we sing together our last hymn, number 86 in the gray hymnal, Blessed Spirit of My Life.
Us all to take hands or elbows, as the case may be, as is our tradition, for our benediction. From the Reverend Mark Morrison Reed, who writes, "We are all dying, our lives always moving towards completion. We need to learn to live with death, to understand that death is not the worst of all events. What we need to fear is not death, but squandering the lives we have been miraculously given. So let me die laughing, savoring one of life's moments. Let me die holding the hand of one I love, recalling that I tried to love and was loved in return. Let me die remembering that life has been good and that I did what I could. But today, just remind me that I am dying so that I can live, savor, and love with all my heart." Our worship is ended, and our service begins.